Good morning and welcome to a new week. The US share market did well on Friday. In fact, the Dow Jones had its best day in a fortnight, lifting about 1%, while the broader S&P 500 and technology stocks hit the best levels in 6 months. We had better economic news out of China, with exports lifting quite strongly recently. We had some strong profit results from the banks in the US as well, and Walt Disney, which certainly contributed in a big way to the improvements. So of those three drivers, Walt Disney was the biggest. It rose 11.5% on Friday, hitting a record high. The reason for that, it revealed a Netflix-style streaming service that it flagged a couple of years ago, and it's going to launch this in Europe and Asia at the start of next year. Quite a bit of detail provided as well, which is in stark contrast to Apple, which revealed its own streaming service at the end of last month. So Disney Plus is the name of the service, $7 per month in the US, which is a discount to what Netflix charges. One of the reasons why Netflix had quite a challenging day. It also had some strong gains from JP Morgan, which was up in the order of 5%. It released some stronger results on Friday and kicks things off in the financial space as far as earnings go. So in coming weeks, we're going to get profit results from a number of big names. This week alone, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and also American Express will be releasing profit results. Outside of that, there were some underperformers. The worst was United Health on the Dow Jones, which was down in the order of 5.2%. This is ahead of its earnings, which will be out later on Monday. But Senator Bernie Sanders unveiled a new version of his Medicare for All plan on Friday. Some support as well from Democrats, it seemed. It would certainly shake up the health insurance industry. And that's why we had some big losses there. And another underperformer in the energy space this time was Chevron, which fell about 5% as well. That's after it announced a $33 billion US dollar purchase of a shale pioneer in the US called Anadarko Petroleum. So the stock fell on that news. Now, as far as commodity prices go, on Friday we had iron ore, oil and gold all lifting. BHP and Rio in London trade also improved. So we'll wait and see if that can rub off onto our market locally. Having said that, at this stage, SPY futures pointing to quite a flat start for our market after having the best weekly performance in a couple of months just last week. We are still only about 0.33% away from revisiting those 7-month highs we've hit in recent times. There's not much on offer today to really move the needle. We've just got TPG trading ex-dividend, Adelaide Brighton paying out a dividend, Iluka had a quarterly update, and Oz Minerals will hold its AGM. But none of these are really enough to make a big impact. This week will still be busy. It is a holiday-shortened week, of course. The market will be closed on Friday. But ahead of that, we get an update on jobs growth this Thursday. Plenty of data out on China's economy in the next couple of days, and also a number of quarterly updates from the likes of BHP and Rio. The Aussie dollar stronger at 71.7 US.